Good morning. It is May 14th, 2012. The time is 9:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a wet and rainy Monday, as you can see from the cover art picture that I attached to this audio boo. It's a picture of a puddle that usually forms out my driveway when it rains extensively, and it is this morning as well as throughout the day is what is being forecast. We could use the wet weather because things have been dry around here in New York. And I think today, the 14th is the last day of the burn ban in New York State. So the wet weather is welcome to sort of dampen things down a little bit that has been dry over the last several weeks. I'm getting my day started here this Monday. I'm on a day off as well as tomorrow. Tomorrow I will be doing my radio show. Tioga Radio, just to put a plug in there over on Mixcloud. I'm having fun with that. But I'm catching up on my YouTubes and audio booths here this morning. And there's an individual I follow, Barry Aldridge, over there on YouTube. He was thinking about quitting and leaving YouTube, and he decided not to. His last YouTube that I watched here indicated such, and I commented on that, I think it was a couple days ago. But there's a response there from another YouTuber that I subscribe and watch, and that being Bill Elder. And his YouTube is entitled "Glad You're Staying Barry." And I'm glad I agree with Bill. I'm glad he's staying, and you don't want to see someone that you subscribe to and enjoy watching there on YouTube leave. And he's going to take a break. Barry is, I guess, which is always a good thing. I take a break from Twitter every once in a while and a break from the internet here every couple times throughout the year, which is a good thing. But one of the things Bill Elder had said that, things get different over there on YouTube, and I think they're no different here on Audioboo. But he made mention that you have to make your content what you want to be that fulfills you, and so much. He says it a lot better, but that's sort of paraphrasing it. And I have to agree with that because I guess I talk here on Audio Boo and some of the YouTubes that I do. I have made YouTubes just to sort of open a window to the people that are out there that may subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow me here on Audio Boo or even follow me on Twitter. For that fact, to just pass on and share a little bit of what I'm doing. And I think it's reciprocal. One, I follow people here on Audible and listen to them. They give a little insight to their particular world. Sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's very happy. And I think that's such is life. We have ups and downs and all. Which, with some people, we're wondering what happened to him. And I think an individual I do follow, Sarah, she put a boo out there, her last boo. It's her last boo, but she's still here on Audio Boo. She's still listening. She's still following people. She's still engaged. She's just not doing audio boos, which I have to respect because if you're not in a happy place and you don't feel it's fulfilling you, the putting the content out there, so to speak, because let's face it, there's certain things I don't talk about on the internet, and I don't expect other people to talk about. But when they do talk about them, you have to respect what they're trying to say and express, because that's just the right thing to do. McCoughlin Mac, he had an audio boo out there, a missing boers, and there's people like again, there's going to be boers that we hear from and then we don't hear from, and we wonder where they're at. Well, eventually they may come back, and I think in Sarah's case there, she's still engaged and still here on Audioboo platform to listen, but she's just not making audioboos, which is fine. You have to take a break. You take a break and recharge your batteries to maybe come back at a later time. But I just wanted to express those thoughts. You all have a good one today. Be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now and peace.